Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello.
Give me the light years. And I want the dark ones too. Grief is the singer in my band. She's a passenger van and a shortcut straight to the truth. Learn from the nightshades. Grow in the darkest places.
I'm playing for you just a tiniest bit of a song that is included in a podcast by Anderson Cooper. I think I've told you about this podcast probably more than once. This particular episode, I think, is the latest episode with Sarah Bareilles. And Anderson's podcast is called All There Is. And this particular podcast, Sarah Bareilles is sharing a song with, actually, I think there are several songs in here, to be honest. I always want to be honest with you. I just was randomly clicking around to find, and this particular song that I just played the tiniest bit from is apparently something she co-wrote with Andrea Gibson, who is an amazing poet who, I think she died last year, and there's a gorgeous documentary out about her. But just so I don't stray too far from where I want to go, I was listening to this podcast. I love Anderson's podcast. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, if you are experiencing any kind of loss or grief, a heavy heart due to anyone in your life who has passed away or is gone from your life in any sort of way, I just really recommend this podcast. Every episode is very different. Every episode is very different. It's a different person talking about loss and death and grief. And I was listening to this particular episode on the train on the way back from seeing a friend today. And now I have to go back because I've been clicking all over the place. It was just a little tiny bit I wanted to play for you. I'm probably not going to start it exactly right. I mean, you know, I'm not a DJ. I just play one on the Love Grams. So I don't know where this is going to start, but hopefully I think it's somewhere around where I wanted you to hear. Let's see.
She like hugged me and she...
This is Anderson.
And she said, you so want people to see you. Mm. And it wasn't like you're desperate for attention. It was, you are this little kid, you want people to see you. And she was right. My mom used to quote this line, I can't remember, some character says,
this is what I wanted you to hear,
seen and heard and felt.
Yeah.
And I think it,
well, I said, this is what I want you to hear, and then I was talking right over him. Let me just go back a minute and see.
And I found it hard to get through, actually. And afterward, a woman in the audience came up to me and she said, she like hugged me and she looked in my eyes and she said, you so want people to see you. And it wasn't like you're desperate for attention. It was, you are this little kid, you want people to see you. And she was right. My mom used to quote this line, I can't remember, some character says, everybody wants to be seen and heard and felt.
That was what I wanted you to hear. Everybody wants to be seen and heard and felt. And you've been following me for any length of time. If you have, you know that it's at the cornerstone of the love list that I so encourage everyone to make at least one, but hopefully 1,000 of in your life, which is a way of showing someone why they matter, what makes them unique. It's a way of seeing people in our lives and reflecting back to them who they are. So whenever I hear anything that talks about that, it just underscores for me. I honestly think that is what everyone wants. We want to be seen. We want to be loved. We want to know that we matter. We want to know that we make a difference. So I'm going to play a little bit more. Honestly, I can't really remember what comes after this, but I do know when I was listening on the train, I was thinking, oh, I want to share this with you. So let's just see where it goes. Again, this is Sarah Bareilles talking to Anderson Cooper on All There Is podcast.
Yeah.
And I think in grief, that is particularly true. Even if one can't admit that or vocalize that, as I could not for my entire life.
Mm. Yeah. I think we're afraid because we're afraid whatever we're going to show is either too painful, too ugly, too messy, that it will be unwanted in some way. So the fear of being rejected for what is true, because it's painful, keeps, I think, a lot of people just like a little bit away from that precipice of actually sharing what's just true. Like, I just, big believer in the truth.
That it, well, also even admitting it to oneself or kind of speaking it out loud in one's head to oneself feels terrifying. I mean, not this is all about me, but let me talk about me again. I never talked about this stuff and now I just can't shut up.
Okay, so I think that that was the part that I really wanted to play for you, which was how terrifying it can be, as they were just saying, not only to voice our sadness, our grief, our loss, our heartache out loud to another human being for fear that it'll be too much or that it will terrify them, but also what they were just saying, Anderson, one of the things that he talks about a lot in this podcast is that he pushed down his grief for decades. And something, I don't exactly know what, but I'm sure he talks about it and I've just forgotten, but something opened him up maybe a year or two ago, and he started really allowing the grief to come through him. And when he says that just now to Sarah, like, you know, sometimes we're terrified to even speak out loud or even in our own heads and whisper to ourselves what is going on. All of that really struck me on the train. And there was a particular reason why that I also want to talk about, which is that I took the train to a little place called Rock Ridge in Oakland. There's a beautiful little part of town and there's a BART station right there. And so I met this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman named Jenny. And Jenny and I, we first met at a poetry workshop not quite a year ago. I don't really know her that well, although I love her dearly. I loved her instantly when we met at this poetry workshop. And I think I've seen her once or twice maybe before today. A new friendship, definitely not someone that I know that well. And when I sat down to have a cup of tea with her this afternoon, she asked me about something that I was wearing that has great, great connection to someone that I dearly love and that I miss a lot. And so I wear this in order to be close. And I wasn't expecting this, but she asked me about this necklace and I burst into tears and immediately tried to, you know, just like they were saying in this podcast episode, which I just happened to be listening to after this experience. But I felt embarrassed, I guess. I felt like I don't know this person that well. You know, if it were a close friend, it would be fine, in my mind. But, oh my goodness, I was just like, oh gosh, I'm so sorry. I did not expect to bring this to the table with you. And she was so amazing. She was so amazing. I just absolutely, she just said, I'm here to be with you. I'm here to connect with you. I'm not interested in some sort of forced small talk or you presenting, this isn't exactly how she said it, but this was the gist of it, was like, I'm not interested in you showing up as somebody who has to hide what's really going on. If the tears are right there, let's be with them. It was so beautiful and such a teaching moment for me about how to be with people in this world, right? Like, and the reason I'm talking to you about it, so what I played for you at the very beginning, so, you know, everybody wants to be seen. And it's my belief that we want to be seen as who we really are, not the person that we know how to present, not the person that we feel like, you know, you may have heard me use this expression in the past, cardboard Sherry. So I feel like I got very well practiced at putting cardboard Sherry in at the table. And most of the time, I don't think other people even knew that was cardboard Sherry. They thought it was me. But it was a way of presenting what I thought was a more presentable version of myself. Maybe, you know, frankly, to be honest, maybe today, had I even known that those tears were going to burst out, I may have tried to conjure her up, because I don't know this person that well. We're new friends. What, you know, what kind of a person sits down, sits down with a new friend and bursts into tears? I guess I do. And thank goodness that this beautiful person in front of me was so open. And in fact, it's, as you might guess, right, it was a very connecting, very real, honest way to be together. And so, again, I just happened to, I left feeling incredibly grateful. And I do love this podcast, and I hadn't yet listened to this episode. So without really thinking about, you know, oh, this is a grief podcast, I just love Anderson Cooper and I love what he's doing, I turned it on. And then as soon as they started talking, I realized, like, wow, this is all connected to the experience I just had. And this is really, really about who I want to be in the world, right? Like, there's a reason that I wrote the book Say It Now, and that I encourage people, like I said at the beginning of this, to make love lists. Because I really do feel that, I mean, a couple things. One is, our time on this planet is short. It goes by so fast. No matter how slowly it might seem in the moment, there's, you know, I'm 61 and I'm like, what? What happened? Where did those decades go? Two, we don't know. We really don't know how long we have with people. As much as we like to pretend that everybody we know and love is going to live to be a ripe old age, and that we all get to hold hands through life to that moment, we know that doesn't happen. We know people are in accidents, we know people die unexpectedly. We know that there's often regret when we didn't have the chance to say what we wish we had said, when we didn't have the chance to say to them, I see you, I love you, I love who you are. This is what I see, this is what I love, this is why you matter, this is what makes you unique in all of the world. And that's so important. And the other piece of this is allowing ourselves to see one another no matter what we're going through, right? Like, to really allow ourselves. I mean, it's one thing to see each other and love each other in the up times, right? In the delight, in the, you know, laughter, in the shared outings, and when people are healthy and, you know, in a good place. That's beautiful. And may we all have a lot of that in our lives. And there's no doubt, if you haven't gone through it yet, everyone goes through grief. It's a part of life. And may we all practice loving each other, just like this beautiful Jenny did for me today. May we practice loving each other when it's hard. You know, maybe you're sitting down at the dinner table across from somebody later today or tomorrow or next week, and you're like ready for a good talk about the movie you saw last night. And maybe the person across from you is deep in some loss or disappointment or fear. Can you show up for them? And can you allow the space? And of course, here's the interesting thing. We all know this. It's always, you know, a cliche, really, you know, that when children are hurt, they show their feelings, they cry, and then it passes quickly, right? And I think the reason it's a cliche is that it's also true. When I sat down at this table and the tears came, and maybe for, I don't know, maybe 10, maybe 15 minutes that I was in that space, and she fully accepted it. I leaned into it and just let it be and shared some things. And then we were on to other things. It didn't do what most of us think, that kind of deep grief and loss will bring up, which is often, and I've heard other people say this as well as myself, that it can feel as if it's just going to be never ending. It's going to be this abyss of tears. And oftentimes the allowing of it really does allow it to pass through. Of course it'll be back, right? I shouldn't say of course, maybe not, but likely. And yet we can share it, we can trust the other person in front of us, we can trust ourselves, and we can move through it. In that course of talking to you, my dear friend called me and I picked up the phone, and so I kind of lost the thread, but I feel as if I'm looking down and I've been talking for 16 minutes anyway, and I think I've said what needed to be said for today, which is if you don't know Anderson Cooper's podcast, All There Is, and you are in any kind of grief, I really encourage you to listen. I find it very comforting. Also on Thursday nights, not everyone, but some Thursday nights, he does a live stream and he talks to everyday people about their loss. And it's so beautiful. And the comments are so beautiful. And if you are experiencing any kind of loss, maybe this Love Gram will allow you to feel just a bit more of an open door to sharing it and seeing how that might connect you to someone. And who knows, maybe the person sitting across from you was also holding something close to their heart that hurt. And it could open up a whole intimacy in the moment that feels so good. It feels so good. So I love you. Talking about intimacy, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for, you know, I feel like I just love that we can talk about all sorts of things that matter. The whole gamut of it, of this being humanness. So I love you. And as I always say, if you're feeling good, if you're feeling up, if you've got energy, see if you can share that with someone who might really need it right now, someone in your life who's going through a hard time. And if you're going through a hard time and you're feeling down, see if you might be brave enough to reach out to someone that you know and trust and ask if they could be there for you. It really feels good on both sides of that equation to offer that chance for someone to be there for you and also to be there for someone. So sending you love. See you next week. Bye-bye.